Among the many casualties in the distressed home building industry, one recent bankruptcy stands out. Developer Levitt and Sons.
This is no mere collection of homes, but a carefully planned community, complete with modern schools.
Back in the 1940s, Levitt helped pioneer the notion of suburbia when it built Levitt Town on 100 acres of farmland in Long Island. When it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last November, Levitt did the reverse. It turned a part of suburbia into empty land. Levitt stopped construction on dozens of projects from South Carolina to Florida, and many of those who'd bought homes are now stuck. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
There's really only one way to tour one of Florida's many adult active communities. Those are developments marketed at people age 55 and over. And that's by golf cart.
This was supposed to lead to the clubhouse. It leads to nowhere. They never completed this road to the other section.
Bill Quattrocci is at the wheel. His neighbor Bob Wilson is in the rumble seat of Quattrocci's golf cart as we drive through their part of a brand new community. It's called Tradition, and it's a big development in Port St. Lucie along Florida's Atlantic coast. While other builders are still selling houses at Tradition, Quattrocci and Wilson have the misfortune of living in a section developed by Levitt and Sons. It's a neighborhood where all construction stopped after Levitt declared bankruptcy. And it's a place where out of 1,200 planned homes, only 90 are currently occupied. Quattrocci wheels his golf cart through an area where residents live across the street from half-finished houses.
I noticed they removed the signs. They had available signs on these homes.
People just walked away. Either they didn't get the settlement or they decided to leave and leave the money on the table.
The people who opted for foreclosure, Wilson says, may be smart. Even if they could sell their houses now, Quattrocci and Wilson figure they'd be facing losses of at least $150,000, probably more. They're disappointed in Levitt. Both men owned Levitt homes before and moved here largely on the strength of the Levitt reputation. That and promises that this would be a community with unsurpassed amenities, a golf course, a 38,000-square-foot clubhouse, a dozen tennis courts, two pools. Now that it's in receivership, Wilson says the new management is doing what it can.
So they're trying to make the people happy. That's what they're trying to do. But you didn't get what you paid for. You know, people say they bought a dream and they got a nightmare.
Despite all this, Wilson and Quattrocci say they're happy with their houses. If they wait long enough, they believe another builder will take over Levitt's development, and eventually Tradition will be a great place to live. But there's another group of Levitt customers who also are bitter at how they've been treated. They're the people who put $40,000 and $50,000 deposits down on a Levitt home.
I felt that, geez, I don't have a problem here.
Jerry Greenfield put down $45,000 on a Levitt home at Tradition and included another $25,000 for upgrades. When he heard about the bankruptcy, he figured his deposit was protected.
I put my money in escrow. Worst thing that's going to happen is I'll get a call and somebody will say, Mr. Greenfield, we owe you X amount of dollars for your deposit. We want to send it back to you.
But he soon found out it's not quite that easy. Even though Greenfield had put the deposit in escrow, Florida law allows a builder access to the money if it provides a bond. Greenfield had to hire a lawyer and is now working to recover his money from the bonding company. And that's just the deposit. He doubts he'll ever see the $25,000 he paid Levitt for upgrades. Greenfield says he's learned that among the dozens of people who had deposits with Levitt, he's one of the fortunate ones. Most didn't put their deposits in escrow. The heartaches here in Port St. Lucie are similar to problems playing out in Levitt communities under construction elsewhere in Florida, also Georgia and South Carolina. Back at the wheel of his golf cart, Bill Quattrocci says it's been a sorry end for a company that once banked on its reputation.
The oldest and most trusted builder. That's their slogan.
How do you feel about that now?
Don't trust anybody anymore. Like it says on the dollar bill, in God we trust.
A bankruptcy judge in Fort Lauderdale is currently sifting through the claims competing for Levitt's assets. The good news for Quattrocci, Wilson, and other residents in Port St. Lucie, Levitt's lender here, Key Bank, recently foreclosed on the property and hopes soon to find a builder who will resume construction at Tradition. Greg Allen, NPR News.
Levitt and Sons, of course, developed the archetypal post-war American suburb. And you can see pictures of Levitt Town then and now at npr.org.